This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about sickness versus choice. This is thinking it through, believe me, in more ways than one. Before we get to that, I want to direct you over to our YouTube page over on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. There's 13 articles posted every day for your observation, giving you the information that the mainstream media means to withhold. With that said, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. I have several faithful friends that add in takeaway from the conversation in so many different ways, and I appreciate every one of them. You can also jump over onto beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you can find us over there as well. Jump onto YouTube as well. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. I wanted to give you a heads up on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, friends. All of a sudden, the government cares for the people. Just did it yesterday, posted it this morning. Again, all of a sudden, the government cares for the people. Americans, 53 countries listening to me, concerning your perspective, governments, consider the source. Okay, consider the source. Because in this country, friends, government cares for special interest groups. They care for pushing the agenda of the New World Order globalists and them mental cases over there. But with that said, friends, do consider the source. All of a sudden, what we're seeing across in America is some coronavirus. Again, we went over this over the last couple of days. Every single day is something new, friends. We're being inundated by the useful idiots and the propagandists from the mainstream media continuously telling us that, they're keeping us in a state of emergency continuously. They're continuously keeping us in a state of emergency. Listen carefully. Mayor Rahm Emanuel said, "You never let a serious crisis go to waste." And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things you could not do before. Just think about what these guys say, friends. Just think about what they're saying. President Trump assembles a coronavirus task force, military on the streets now, governors shutting down interstates, restaurants, and stores while mayors are shutting down gun and ammo sales. How is that constitutional, right? It's a state of emergency, friends. They're perverting and twisting and misconstruing provisions found in the U.S. Constitution to define what they wanted to define out to be. Friends, they are acting outside of their scope of authority on so many different fronts. fronts. But just think about this on top of what I just said. The talks of vaccinations, testing in America are going on while other countries are actually being mandated to vaccinate. Just think about that. Today we hear the CDC recommends 50 people or more not to congregate over the next few weeks. Now we're supposed to believe the same people that lied to us over and over and over again, right? Churches shut down and travel restrictions are taking place. Folks, again, it's one thing after another, isn't it? One thing after another. One must ask themselves the questions. You must beg the question, what is the pill in all this jam anyways? I mean, if you remember rightly, friends, I have to say that over the last couple of weeks, this whole coronavirus went from very little interest in the mainstream media to take precedent over all other headlines worldwide. Why? Why, friends? I can tell you why. It's interesting how the mainstream media's useful idiots are being used to induce the pandemonium, frantic fear and hysteria. And all behind all of this, friends, is what? The government corralling the people into more control. That's what this is about. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. I also wanted to highlight, friends, with that, concerning the people that are highlighting the coronavirus, the ones that now all of a sudden, for some reason or another, have a care for our safety. Just think about what you're being sold here in America and Americans. This is a tent of government overreaching and control. And how is it sold to the American people? We have a care for your safety. Really, since when? And I want you to think with me, if you will. Is not this the same government that acts in an unlawful manner at will outside of the American people's delegations concerning the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Section 2? Well, yeah, of course it is. Now, all of a sudden, it's about us. It's about them caring for us. It's about people's care and safety by the same people, friends, that are constantly lying to us. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I want you to think about this, if you would, okay? This is the same government that has, in fact, now remember, this whole coronavirus, this government shutdown, and all the unconstitutionalities, by the way, that are going on in this country right now, this is the same government, friends, that has a care for our safety. Keep that in the back of your mind, okay? Or actually on the forefront of your mind. This is the same government, friends, that has sanctioned the murder of over 60 million innocent babies in this country. Read Isaiah 44, verse 24. And yet there's people out there that actually believe the government's overreaching and controlling issues that we never delegated to them in a million years. Now all of a sudden it's about our care and our safety. Do you really believe that? Friends, can you make this up? And look at the people and look at the way the people act. Listen, the mainstream media plays the music and the people dance, don't they? The mainstream media plays the music and the people dance, don't they? Is that what you're seeing today? Well, friends, how could it be otherwise? I mean, especially when you have a country that allows the government to do the things that they do today. To themselves, this is self-inflicted. This is national suicide because in this country, we are the government, right? We the people, the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. I want to say this again. I've said this a million times. 94% of the American people don't believe the media. But when the media plays the music, the people are right there to dance to it, aren't they? I'm going to come right back to this point. We're going to get over to sickness versus choice before the end of the show today. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you can check us out on Facebook. Bradley Dean, got about 766,000 followers over there. Bradley Dean, double E. Twitter is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. You can also jump on over to YouTube, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and watch us and look to the right side of the page, and you will find us there. Click on, and you will go directly to that page. Join us on live chat as well, and or go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Friends, we appreciate your trust. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show across the country out of 65 different show hosts. If you'd like to check out that gauge, go ahead to GCN Live, and you will see us right there on the front page. Me and Alex Jones are contending constantly, friends, I guess, right? And I appreciate that. I appreciate the trust in so many different ways. I was just talking about, we're going to be talking about, as a matter of fact, sickness versus choice in just a moment here, but I was just talking about, during the first segment for the most part, all of a sudden the government cares for the people. I mean, everything they do is for the good of the people, right? I mean, their purpose is to restrain men from sin, to maintain order, and to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous according to Deuteronomy 25:1. Do you see any overreaching going on here, friends? Shutting down gun sales? The sale of ammunition? Telling people to shut down their restaurants? As a matter of fact, there's a guy in Nashville that said, no, a famous guy. He's kind of a dirtbag, but the fact of the matter is he's doing the right thing. He told the mayor to go fly a kite. He said, no, I'm not shutting down my restaurant. What you're trying to do is unconstitutional. You have no authority from we the people for you to come in and shut down my business, my livelihood in any sense of the word. Folks, keep in mind, a good portion of the people are awake to what's going on here. The media would have you believe just the exact opposite. But what you are seeing on a massive scale right now is the government operating in a very un-American style. In so many different fashions. If you haven't heard Saturday's show and Friday's show and Thursday's show and Wednesday's show of last week, I'm not going to reiterate all that right now. Go ahead and do the download on podcast and you can check out exactly what I'm talking about right now, friends. Okay, because it's always something new every day of the week. Again, I was just talking about during the last segment, this is an attempt of government to overreach and to control. And the way that they're selling it to the people right now is care and safety. It's just like the Patriot Act, friends. It's unpatriotic. It's unconstitutional. It's an assault on we, the people in this country. How is it sold to you? The Patriot Act. What does the word patriot mean in Webster's 1828? To uphold dying laws, not to tear them down the way that the Patriot Act does. It's the same thing with, Romney Care to Affordable Care Act to Obamacare. It's unconstitutional. It's a violation of Article 1, Section 8. But how did they sell it to you? Obamacare, right? Folks, the definitions of these words are in completely in stark contrast to what they're really set up to do. Keep in mind, Affordable Care Act and Obamacare doesn't apply to the government. It just applies to its subjects. And see, they got the role backwards in so many different ways. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They work for us. We do not work for them. But look what they do. They're trying to garner more control over us over and over and over again. And by the way, for those that think Romney Care and the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare is a thing of the past, no. Under Donald Trump, they just simply changed the name to the American Health Care Act now. Just so you know. I'm just getting another little bunny trail here. But let me take this line upon line, precept upon precept, because I want to show you the government that all of a sudden cares about us for our care and our safety. I want to give you a little history as to who that government is. This is the same government that has, in fact, sanctioned the murder of over 60 to 70 million innocent babies in this country. The same government that now claims that they have a care for your safety. Okay, I want you to think about what's going on. This is the same government that continuously attempts to mandate dangerous vaccinations. By the way, they're already doing testing on vaccinations under Donald Trump's coronavirus task force, believe it or not. It's amazing how quick those things come together when they need them, isn't it? Yeah, it surely is. Read Luke 19:19 when you get a moment. By the way, they're mandating vaccinations in other countries right now. And I told you, just give it a couple days and we'll see what the pill is in this jam. We'll find out who created the crisis because they always come in and play the problem solver on so many different fronts. This is what history teaches us. Well, we're beginning to see what's on the horizon, aren't we, friends? We sure are. Going back to the governments in this country that has a great care for our safety, look what they're doing now in America, but line it up with the history of who they are, okay? Because this is the same government that has been found to spray chemicals down upon the masses in populated areas. We just played a piece from a local outlet, and they did a great job concerning that of chemtrails. And it's interesting what they're finding in what's being sprayed out from the wings of these planes that fall down over the populations. The masses in populated areas in the United States of America. From my understanding, that's been going on since the 50s and the 60s. I understand that they have been doing it in Minneapolis since the year 1968. But again, my point here is the same government that has been found to spray chemicals down upon the masses in populated areas without congressional oversight now claims that they care about you, friends. Just think about this. By the way, this is all judgment. Read it. Line it up with Scripture. Deuteronomy 28, verse 42. This is the same government that has a care for your safety, friends. That's alluring subversives into America. Let me take this over to a meme that I just posted a couple minutes ago. Isn't it interesting how long we were distracted through the smoke and mirrors of what was going on concerning foreign interference into the elections? What did that ever come to? Was anybody paying attention to what they were actually doing? Because they went from being against foreign interference into elections, playing the blame game between the left and the right. Well, they were doing something behind closed doors. And guess what they were doing? They were passing bills to try to make it lawful for illegals to get license in the United States of America without proof of identification. You can't make that up. Here, let me say that again. And just like that, they went from being against foreign interference into elections to allowing non-citizens, illegals, to vote in the United States of America. Who's pulling those people in, friends? It's your said representatives that are alluring these subversives into America. That is unconstitutional. Did you also know, according to Code 8, U.S. 8 Code 1424, that if an illegal is allured into the United States by some sort of city representative or state representatives, if they commit a crime, did you know that that city rep or that state rep is responsible for the crimes of the illegals that they allured into America? It's a felony. See, this is what the resolve is that the American people claim that they want. I'm giving it to you over and over and over again. I'm giving you the scriptures. I'm giving you the constitutional answers. And I just gave you another one. It's a felony. They're doing what they're doing because they're allowed to do what they want to do. And this is happening because the American people are allowing the king to operate through policy. And the only way that that happens, said Edmund Burke, is when the constituents, the subjects, give themselves over to what? Policy. Did you hear what I said? Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. This is the same government that all of a sudden has a great care for we the people, friends, that is attempting to disarm Americans in the face of the mainstream media's promulgation of a terroristic threat. Just think about that. Now they're infiltrating your government. What are they doing with all of those subversives in government, friends? They're actually funding them with your tax dollars, bringing everything into perspective so you can understand what they're doing, friends. They're backwards. Hey, let me put it this way. They're Satanists in so many different ways. They're mocking the law. They're mocking God to their own demise, but they want to take everybody with us, friends. Okay? Again, I'm selling you right now the truth of what the government is not selling you. They're selling you this whole coronavirus task force about being about you, your care, and your safety. Since when, Americans? Since when? I just said this is the same government attempting to disarm Americans in the face of the mainstream media's promulgation of a terroristic threat. Here's another point, case in point, friends. You're seeing mayors across the United States of America right now trying to say, usurp their authority, again, authority that was never given to them, to go ahead and say, you know what, we need to stop all ammo sales and gun sales. We need to shut down the restaurants. We need to shut down the liquor stores. You need to shut down the church. You can't have more than 50 people gather together. Why? But yet, then they send out military into the streets? Are you kidding me? Just like I said yesterday, and I say it again, Mr. President, I hope you have a kite because you and your family can go fly it. Because you've got to be out of your mind to think that I'm going to subject myself to some tyrannical order in any sense of the word. Not me. Never going to happen. It's not going to fly. And I hope you can fly your kite really high. And you can hang out with your family for a long time to think about what you're doing, because there's Americans in this country that are not falling for what's going on. And I want to say this, more than not, this is the same government that is simultaneously funding sworn enemies in America. Just think about this, friends. This is the same government, for when exposed for some sort of scandal, garners the support of their other hellions to cover them up, and that without consequence to the very laws that they swore to uphold. Isaiah 28, verse 18, Luke 12, 2. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says distribution of coronavirus test kits is being stepped up as much as possible.
The FDA announced groundbreaking new policies to further increase testing, very substantially so. All states can now authorize tests developed and used within their borders.
The president from the White House, also Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, says the administration is looking to send checks to Americans immediately.
Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are working on a bipartisan stimulus package. Today marks another day of primaries for Democratic presidential candidates. Voters are going to the polls in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. Ohio is also on the primary schedule, but state officials ordered polling locations closed because of the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You know, I got to bring this in. I got a friend over on live chat. If you want to join us over there, please do. Great point. Hey, folks, everything's being shut down, but what the government wants to shut down. Were the abortion clinics closed down today, friends? Great point, brother. Great point. Were the agencies that are warring against our Christian and constitutional heritage, are they shut down? Did he take the time to cut off the UN and their funding concerning the USMCA? Is he dealing with the subversives in American government today? Is he shutting them down? Is he shutting down the corrupt politicians that he promised to prosecute for the last 3.5 years? They being shut down? They being prosecuted? Let me ask you this, friends. Are the right things being shut down today? Or is it just aimed at the American people again? Did they shut down the schools? Is it because that they're cleaning up the indoctrination centers across the United States of America? Is that what they're doing right now? I hope so, because we know that Betsy DeVos and Donald Trump, his Secretary of Education, just handed over our school curriculums to the United Nations. We know that is a fact. Did he shut those down? No, friends. The agenda goes forward. The agenda goes forward. And now what he wants to do is he wants to come behind the back door and he wants to pay you off just like Judas did the Pharisees when they had Christ crucified, when they betrayed him. I want to tell you something, friends. This money that the government, Donald Trump, wants to release to you right now, it's nothing more than a payoff. That's how you make slaves. Anybody pay attention to the gas being a little bit cheaper than it usually is right now? Yep. They attack in one area, then they make it easier in another. They're constantly pulling and pushing. This is communism, friends. Constantly. And what are they doing behind all of this? They're trying to change things up to look like a new world order government. They're tearing down that constitution in an attempt to establish a new government. That's what they're doing here, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Had a friend on live chat bring up the fact that, well, were the abortion clinics killed, or were they shut down today? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Folks, you've got to put things into perspective as to what's taking place here. I got Jeff calling in from Tennessee. Thanks for holding on so long. I just noticed that you were there. Thank you for your patience.
No problem, Bradley. Donnie, every single franchise restaurant here in Maryville is drive-thru only. The only restaurants to sit down in are the Mexican, which is awful. Quite humorous to me, but it's absolutely it's scary to think that a virus that has a 97% recovery rate has caused such uproar and such panic that they have actually shut down fast food restaurants.
Yeah. Well, it's Jeff, you got to keep in mind, it's because the government cares for us. They're just protecting us.
Well, yeah. Okay. The Tuskegee Airmen, you know, that were infected with the herpes virus or syphilis.
Yeah, syphilis, right. Yep.
You know, the government is never there to care for you. The government there is always there to oppress and deny you your rights, not give you your rights.
Yeah. Let me just kind of add this to the equation here, okay, because I don't want to get us too far off of the facts of the matter. Bill Gates and World Economic Forum predict coronavirus outbreak. This was, you ready for this? January 25th, 2020.
Yep.
Who has to gain from it more than Bill Gates?
Oh, of course. I mean,
exactly.
He runs. He's part of the big pharma.
Yeah, he's a crook, is what he...
Yeah.
Exactly. We also have more information coming out right now because a lot of people believe that this is nothing short of a major hoax. What's happening behind closed doors? Another individual, actually, here, I'm just going over to it right now, Jeff. Hang on a second. I'm going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, brand new information. We have, hey, folks, here's another one for you. Coronavirus, San Francisco shutting down for 3 weeks. 24-hour curfew starts tonight. Really? You know, if I wasn't in Minnesota, I would load up the family and go hang out on the streets of San Francisco. You can go ahead and say...
I don't think people would do that.
Well, here's the point. Here's the point. The point is, the government is not going to tell me what I'm going to do and how I'm going to live my life to the point of what we've already given them. It's so out of their scope of authority. What's frightening to me about it more than anything is how ignorant and dumbed down and desensitized the American people have become. There's many people that right now are looking for martial law coming to the United States of America. Yesterday I shared with the American people, it's interesting, Alex Jones, nobody's propped up Donald Trump more than Alex Jones. He said to Donald Trump's administration, if you call for martial law, we're going to bring forth a lawsuit. Well, I got a question for you, Alex. Haven't I been telling you this for the last 3.5 years as to what you're dealing with, but you refused to listen to it? Now you understand. Now people are beginning to wake up as to what this is really about. And by the way, what good is your lawsuit going to be if there's martial law? Absolutely zilch. Zero, nada. Right? We have in Maryland right now, Jeff, tyranny in Maryland. Maryland governor orders drastic actions to be enforced statewide by police and National Guard. Do keep in mind the National Guard and the police are our brothers and our sisters. They are our fathers. They are our grandfathers. They are our neighbors, our cousins, our uncles, so on and so forth. And it's interesting how, well, folks, this is a perfect recipe for starting a civil war. I just did an event out in Brainerd, Minnesota last week, and these guys are all convinced that there is definitely civil war on the horizon. Well, who's inciting domestic insurrection more than the mainstream media and those that are acting outside of their scope of authority? Nobody. Nobody is. There's just a lot of stuff going on in the country right now that the mainstream media is not covering. That is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. And I'm not driving you through fear. I'm telling you to get educated. And we need to get educated for the very purpose that we don't succumb to another form of tyranny under another guise. Because that's exactly what this is going to become. If the American people stand up to this, this will dwindle away. Rest assured there'll be another attack. If the American people don't deal with them, there will be, because that's how you add strength to tyranny. But the fact of the matter is, Jeff, people are so, they're blind sheeple. And as I said during the first segment, it's interesting to me, my friend, as to how the media, again, that they don't believe, plays the music, and they're right there to dance. They're right there to dance. And for the life of me, I don't understand how you can walk perpendicular. I mean, you are divided against yourself. And we have to, again, get liberated by finding ourselves in the Christ. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't put on corrupt doctrines. As a matter of fact, again, Jesus warned us of the doctrine of what? The Herodians, government, corrupt doctrines, right? And Pharisees, the Pharisees, and their corrupt doctrines. You can read that in the book of Mark chapter 8 when you get a moment. Friends, listen. I'm trying to stay on topic as to what's going on and what matters the most right now. And I can sit here and give you all the headlines that the mainstream media would love for me to give you. It's all fear-based. And all the resolve, all that fear does is drive you to guess who? The government, for more answers. And as I shared over the last couple days, is we have to, because history teaches us this, when we begin to look at the crisis, who comes in and profits as the problem solver? History teaches us that governments have been doing this since the very beginning. And we have to become wise in this country, because there is no government on the globe like the American government. And again, 325.7 million people, I want to point my finger at you and remind you of your responsibility, because much has been given unto you. And if much has been given unto you, much is required. And I'm not going to stand back and play the fool to these people, because again, this is how they garner and wield power over their subjects. And it's all done through ignorance. And they're cunning and devising men. And the Lord told us in Ephesians 14 to beware of such people. And I would just ask you, I sincerely, in all sincerity, ask you the question, how is it that now the same government that has such a long history of murder, friends, of deception, friends, of scandals, friends, the list goes on, and you can fill in the blanks wherever you might. How is it now, all of a sudden, that they're believable? I mean, all day long you see these live feeds of people sitting there capping on these politicians. You know what? Making jokes about these politicians. I really, truly don't see what's funny about these politicians, because at the end of the day, the joke is on the American people for tolerating these people. I just seen somebody today talking about Nancy Pelosi. How many people are sick of Nancy Pelosi? Are you kidding me? Well, listen to me. She's been busted in scandal. How come Donald Trump, your man, hasn't prosecuted her? How come he hasn't prosecuted Harry Reid? How come he hasn't prosecuted Barack Hussein Obama? How come he hasn't prosecuted the Clintons? How come he hasn't prosecuted Comey? Why is it that he's actually granting clemency to political criminals? He's freeing criminals, and he fails to prosecute the criminals that we have in front of our eyes 24 hours a day. Folks, this is why these things are going on. Last night, I spent the whole night reading Amos again, 1, 2, 3, talks about what he's going to do because the people rejected him. 4, he gets into great specificity. 5, he tells us what we're supposed to do. And then 6 and on to the 9th verse, he said, listen, the plumb lines drop. No longer am I going to pass by you. Friends, prepare to meet your God if you're not going to take heed, because now we're there. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and SonsOfLiberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, we're just going to stick to this, guys, again. I'm just going with the flow. We are dispelling the fears, friends. We're putting before you the fear of God. Not the fear of man, not the fear of consequence, not the fear of government. It was none other than Bonhoeffer who said, he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man, and he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. I was just talking about all of a sudden the government cares about our well-being, our safety. And I gave you just a tip of the iceberg when it comes to the topics and what shows you who they are by judging them by their fruit. We're fruit inspectors. I'm showing you the fruit of corruption, friends, concerning this government. Now all of a sudden they want us to believe them. David Knight is reporting right now the COVID COVID-19 tracking bracelet and invisible tattoos to monitor Americans. Globalists like Bill Gates pushing Black Mirror-type tech on the masses. Okay, so, folks, this is what we're seeing. They're corralling the people, just like I said they were. They're corralling people into a new system of government. Tracking, right? And this all leads up to the chip, but I'm not going to go there right now. We know that that's in front of us, but in this country, there's no excuse as to why it may happen someday. Zero, zilch, okay? But again, David Knight is reporting that the tracking bracelets and invisible tattoos are out there to monitor Americans if you're traveling, okay? A cybersecurity white hat government contractor sent David Knight a warning about a color-coded wristband that will be used for traveling Americans during an impending COVID-19 lockdown. Individuals traveling will reportedly be stopped at checkpoints. Does this sound a little familiar, friends? Here, let me just stop right there. Does this sound a little familiar, friends? After September 11th, they came up with something called Homeland Security. Adolf Hitler, after attacking his own Reichstag and then blaming his political opposition, and then sent his guys to go kill them off. Keep in mind, we found out that it was him that incited that attack. Remember? I just want to make sure. Do you remember what they came up with that after that? They came up with Fatherland Security, right? And it's interesting to note that they began to create checkpoints throughout the government, throughout the whole country of Germany. Guess what they're doing here? You go to the airport. What happens? You go through the TSA. I remember my little boy watched Schindler's List. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, by the way. But my little boy watched Schindler's List, and we went to the airport. I bet he was probably 10 years old, and he said, "Dad, this reminds me of Schindler's List." I said, "That's exactly what this is." I said, "It's unconstitutional, and furthermore, look at the people that they used to man the TSA. And look who's profiting from the TSA and the scanners, Mr. George Soros, right? And more control from the governments, right? Isn't it interesting, friends? You go into the airport and you have to produce all this real ID stuff by October of 2020 of this year. But what's also interesting is the borders are wide open. They're alluring the illegals into prospective cities like Minneapolis. And then you have said representatives that say we need to just give them license like that of New York. Who's the enemy, America? Who's destroying the country? And I want to say this. Don't blame them. Don't blame them. Blame you. Blame yourself. Because, again, you're the government. Don't sit there and blame them for what you're tolerating. I mean, is this not ludicrous? Is this not just like out of sight and out of mind in so many different ways? This is treason against we the people in this country. And now after this coronavirus and highlighting what I highlighted concerning the government's great care and concern for us, all of the sudden, friends, no, they're garnering more control. I told you yesterday, friends, just this last week, behind this whole coronavirus, what did they do? Both sides of the unconstitutional aisle, what did they do? They reinstated. What did they reinstate? They reinstated the Patriot Act, friends. They wouldn't do that just plainly, openly, friends, in front of your faces. No, they don't want you to know what's coming up. As a matter of fact, a couple days before it came up, my son said to me, "It's coming up for expiration." And what did they do? Did they get rid of it? No! The agenda goes forward. They reconfirmed it. They reaffirmed it. Friends, going back to this, who's profiting from this crisis, friends? Is it created? Well, you got to say, friends, you got to speak the truth and shame the devil. There's old Billy Bob Gates, and we were talking about him last week when we were talking about we're going to know in a couple days as to what the pill is in all of this jam. Who are the creators of the crisis? Because they're always there to play the problem solvers. And interestingly enough, they're already prepared. Everything's already set in place. Maybe they knew something that we didn't. Yeah, you get it? You see how this works? There's nothing in politics that's not pre-planned. Said that of who? President Roosevelt back in the 30s? David Knight said, an anonymous source tells me this is a temporary bracelet. It's a green bracelet. It says COVID-19. It's got an invisible tattoo on it. And what they do is through these these checkpoints, they put a swab test in your mouth. Yes, believe it or not. Folks, this is just about stripping you down of any sense of resistance. They want absolute rule over every facet of your life, okay? I got to make one more point. I got four more minutes before the end of the show. We've been talking about all of a sudden the government cares for our well-being and our safety. Yeah, but what's at the end of it, friends? More control. More control, okay? You ready for this one? This you can't make up neither. Los Angeles just released hundreds of inmates talking about fueling the fire and creating domestic insurrection. Los Angeles just released hundreds of inmates and illegals from jail in America to combat coronavirus. No, that's ensuring that they get the reaction that they're looking for. That's ensuring them, friends, that they can bring about the results that they want, but they again have to create the problem. This is how you create the problem. Are they looking out for us? Is this about the care for the American people to release hundreds of inmates, including illegal immigrants, back onto the streets? That's, folks, they're telling you that it's there to protect them from the coronavirus. Guess what? When you commit a crime, you've already forfeited your rights. You don't have any more rights. Okay? And if you look in Scripture, friends, you can't find prison. No. You find swift justice. Let me put it this way in contrast. Justice delayed is injustice. Okay, so what do these people do? They come over here into America. They commit a crime because they know that they're going to be put up for three squares a day. They're going to be educated. They're going to be taken care of. Folks, this is not a justice system. This is an injustice system. It's a creator of slave labor where they make $64 billion a day, for the record. Okay, it's not about justice. But back to the point here, friends. The government all of a sudden cares about us and our well-being. Really. They care about us so much, they just released hundreds of inmates, illegal aliens, from jail to combat the coronavirus. What do you think is going to become of that? I mean, what possibly could go wrong? And folks, there's people. Is the information that I gave you today, is it not directly in opposition to the propaganda that the mainstream media inundates you 24/7 with? Yes, it is. How come they're not reporting on the information, this information? Because it exposes them for what their agenda really is. And I'll tell you this, Mr. Gavin, that crook out in California, he's going to have a whole lot of lawsuits coming his way, you can rest assured right now. The man needs to be sued personally. If something were to go down, if one of these inmates or illegal aliens being released from jail violates your family in California in any sense of the word, you do need to go to federal law, because you can find within law they are personally responsible for the crimes that they commit. This is not American government, what you're seeing across the board, friends. This government is foreign to we the people. It's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. These people speak a foreign language to what our laws do in fact state on so many different fronts. And to be quite honest with you, I'm sick and tired of it, and I'm pretty sure you're sick and tired of it as well. But look at how the people are being set up for the fall, and there's too many people out there, friends, that are drinking the Kool-Aid. Shut the TV off. I just went out to eat an hour and a half ago. I just went to another local store about an hour ago before the show. Okay? Everything's business as usual out there. But once you turn the TV on or you go out to one of the mainstream media's outlets owned by six corporations worldwide, what are they doing? They're inciting hysteria, fear, pandemonium, and they're getting the result from a few people in this country that they want. And they want to broadcast it to me and you like everybody's doing the same thing. Let me tell you this. You're being lied to, okay? You're being lied to. Shut the TV off and quit drinking the Kool-Aid, those that are parroting what the mainstream media has to say. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.